All towns, even those larger than the size of an eye, have wandering paupers, said a chapped lip woman to Sylvie. Aligned in a tandem around the Happiny Square, the loud scents of perfumeries and the decorations of apparel stores blended beautifully with the hosiery stores, jewellery pawns, and tea merchant shops. Right in the centre, peddlers from all walks of life lined their stalls near the cathedral. Shimmying her back against the pinewood bench as if she was about to hatch an egg, Sylvie adjusted her pants around her waist and followed the woman's gaze. At the end of a newly installed store, a beggar loitered. They call him Nomal, Sylvie mentioned, mindful that her response would start out a conversation with a stranger. The first week of winter had proven mild, and on the red brick floor the shrewd ravens strutted around to seize the food of distracted passers-by. Born on an island too small to be overlooked by history, Sylvie set down her sack of new shoes beside her and nodded approvingly. After all, she had been trained to be polite. The woman's forehead crinkled after a gesture of condemnation. Thin on the crown, Nomal's matted hair appeared much thicker around his ears. His half-buttoned soiled shirt sagged, and his blackened reeky pants seemed to tell more about his life than words could describe.